Welcome to iHeartMedia Communities. I'm Heather White from 98.1 KVET, and I have guests today from Field of Honor 2019. Would you guys introduce yourselves, please?
Hi, I'm Terry Wilson.
Hi, Terry. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Thank you for coming and talking to us today. And
good morning, Heather. I'm Jeannie Cox.
Hey, Jeannie.
How are you?
Happy to have you back here.
Thank you.
We're really excited to be more involved this year with Field of Honor because what you guys do is incredible. Now, if you're listening, we go, what are you talking about? Give us some basics on Field of Honor, what it is, and why it is.
Okay. Well, the Field of Honor is presented by the Rotary Club of Georgetown. And the whole point of the Field of Honor is to honor and to benefit veterans and first responders. It is a fascinating and beautiful display of 1,500 or more full-size U.S. flags. I'm talking 3 foot by 5 foot.
I love
People
that.
People keep thinking it's the little flags you put in the ground.
Oh, no.
This is full-size flags. You've seen it.
Yes, it's beautiful.
And it is just awe-inspiring. It takes people's breath away. Why do we do this? There's four reasons that we really do this. First, and I already mentioned it, to honor and benefit veterans and first responders. Second is to inspire patriotism. I know that there's so much going on in our country and in the world and every place, but you know, we still have the greatest country on earth.
We sure do.
And so we want to inspire that patriotism and the love of our flag and the appreciation and gratitude for our veterans and first responders. Third, we want to educate people, not just anybody, but especially our children. So we bring about 1,200 eighth graders all week long to come on school field trips, and they learn about our flag, our history, and our country. And when they leave, we give them a pocket constitution.
Oh my gosh,
I love
that. They
have that forever, hopefully.
That is awesome.
Finally, to provide an opportunity for unity. There's so much division. And so when people come to the Field of Honor, they don't talk about what party they are or what they're angry about or what religion or anything. This unifies people. We are all there enjoying and appreciating what the sacrifices that people make for us and what our country is all about. So those are the reasons we do this.
Is the Field of Honor just for one day?
No, it's actually a whole week long. Can you imagine organizing 8 weddings in 1 week? Well, it's kind of like that, Heather. We spend over a year planning and organizing things that go on every single day.
Excellent. So what are the dates?
The dates are November 9th through the 17th.
Okay, excellent. And the website that people can go to is
www.georgetowntx, for Texas, of course, fieldofhonor.org.
Okay, GeorgetownTX, fieldofhonor.org. So that's where you need to go to get information. So, Terry, we just introduced you as Terry, but Terry, you have an actual title, Colonel Terry Wilson. You are also a state representative. Tell us where you serve.
Absolutely. I serve House District 20, which is Burnett, Williamson, and Milam counties.
Okay.
And, of course, Georgetown is where the Field of Honor is. And you know, I'm very proud of Georgetown because not only is it got great Rotary,
right,
which magnifies, if you will, you know, service above self, but when you look at the enthusiasm that Jeannie brings to the table here on this whole effort, well, that's basically the enthusiasm in the entire community. Not only is Georgetown a host of this event, but it's also known as a Purple Heart City.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Yeah, absolutely. And
what does that mean?
Well, the fact that they, you know, we have such a tremendous amount of veterans in the local area, communities such as Sun City and the surrounding areas. Close proximity to Fort Hood, obviously, it's a great place to retire for our veterans, and but also it's a community that honors them. And being a Purple Heart Distinguished City, identified as such, is one means for which the community has declared its dedication to the not only our veterans, but those who have been wounded in war and so forth.
That's excellent. That's so good. And you yourself are a veteran?
I am, 32 years.
And what branch of service?
United States Army Infantry.
Awesome. That's great. And so are you, okay, so I'm going to expose myself as not military. Does that mean you're retired, or how does that work?
I am. I retired late 2015. Was honored to ask to serve in a different capacity, in a different uniform, and it's been an absolute honor and privilege.
That's excellent. Well, I'm very excited to have you come in to give your perspective, not only as a local representative of the area, but as a veteran. So you've obviously been involved with the Field of Honor before.
I have. Jeannie was kind enough to bring me on board early on. A big fan. They're the ones who's doing the heavy lifting with their Rotary chapter in the community.
Of course.
But, you know, I do enjoy coming and talking to folks. And frankly, in a selfish state, it's nice for me to personally just walk through the flags and reflect.
Oh, that's the thing that, to me, it was so emotional. And so much more moving, I think, than I even expected. My husband's a veteran. His father's a veteran. I have lots of veterans in my family. And I couldn't believe how much it just blew me away. It just blew me away. And how quiet most people are when they walk through, which is awesome. But then, like, when kids walk through, they talk and they ask lots of questions. Ugh, it just gives me goosebumps thinking about it. So we're talking of the Field of Honor 2019. The website is georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. Talk a little bit about some of the events that are going on. So this, you can come out and see all the flags, but there are things going on during the week as well.
Absolutely, Heather. From the very first day, we have partnered with Sertoma. It's another service club, and they are putting on a 5K honor walk.
Nice.
So people can walk. If they want to, they can run.
Sure.
But they can also just take a picture of their hero or heroes and walk with them.
That's cool.
The Chick-fil-A cow is going to walk with the kids.
<That's>
Won't
excellent.
That be a kick?
That is excellent.
So that's the first day. And then people can start bringing their flags from previous years to repost that day.
Wow.
Through the week. So for a $20 donation, we'll repost their flags.
Neat.
As long as they're in perfect condition.
Okay.
Okay. So the second day is one you don't want to miss. The opening ceremonies are always spectacular. Of course, this is our third year, so we're still building. But
sure.
This year, we not only have tremendous support from Fort Hood and Camp Mabry now, but they are bringing a whole set of static displays along with our first responders.
Neat.
And others that the Military Vehicle Preservation Association is contributing vehicles as well. But we'll have a whole display. Fort Hood is bringing an Abrams tank.
Oh, my gosh.
A Bradley.
Oh, my gosh.
And a Paladin and an M88.
Neat.
These are big tanks.
That's
that
awesome.
People can climb onto, go into, and enjoy and appreciate.
I bet my husband would get into it.
Oh, gosh, yes. And can you imagine? Bring the family. The kids will go crazy over it.
That's fabulous.
And then, of course, there's the ladder truck from the fire department and, you know, the SWAT vehicles and all the wonderful things that that our first responders
mm-hmm.
bring.
That's awesome.
There will also be canine demonstrations by the sheriff's department.
Oh, cool.
You know, our working dogs are very, very significant in our efforts for law enforcement and also in the military. In fact, Heather, this year we have a whole section of flags just for those service dogs.
No.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, that's so fantastic.
And there's a flag in front of them that will have a paw print on it.
Oh,
so you know where that is.
That's so great.
So anyway, back to the opening ceremonies. We have a tremendous ceremony itself that starts at 2:00. The static displays start at 11,
mm-hmm.
along with an expo for resources for veterans and first responders.
Which is fantastic.
Then the opening ceremonies themselves are tremendous. We have the First Cavalry Band
mm-hmm.
that will be playing music.
Excellent.
We have about 15 organizations that are presenting the colors of their flag, their
wow.
organization. So, you know, American Heritage Girls and Boy Scouts we start out with because they're our future, the
mm-hmm.
children.
Absolutely.
And then it goes on with the first responders and VFW, American Legion, Daughters of the American Revolution.
Excellent.
You know, various organizations like that. close to the end, we have the fire department's pipes and drums.
Oh, that's so great.
And they lead in the 1880s uniformed soldiers from Fort Hood, from the 1st Cavalry Division.
Wow.
That bring in the American flag and the Texas flag.
Oh, wow.
It is so inspiring. And then we'll have at least one, if not two, generals that are speaking.
Oh, my goodness.
At the event itself.
Wow.
And we have two real live cannons. That,
oh, my goodness.
We, of course, use black powder, but they resonate through your whole body.
Oh.
I mean, you just feel
I can't even imagine.
it's an incredible feeling.
That's excellent.
A 21-gun salute and taps. So I can go on and on about our opening ceremonies, but there's so much to see and do, not just to come and, of course, enjoy the flags, mm-hmm. but to stay and enjoy all these other things. On Monday, I want to really point this one out.
Okay.
Monday, Veterans Day at 2:00 in the afternoon.
Okay.
We will have a tribute. Of course, the whole field is a tribute to all veterans.
Yes.
But we every year focus on one group. First year was veterans from Vietnam mm-hmm. era. The second year was Purple Heart recipients. This year we're focusing on World War II and Korean War veterans.
Oh, wow.
And so we want to bring them all out. Mm-hmm. Anybody who has a veteran that was from that era, please bring them. We are going to honor them, do a tribute. We will have displays through Williamson Museum. We will lay a wreath at a special flag dedicated to the fallen
wow.
from World War II and since then. It'll be very emotional.
Wow.
A video, some music. It'll be great.
Let me just stop you for a second. If you're just tuning in, we're talking to Jeannie Cox and Colonel Wilson. I want to call you Terry. Colonel Terry Wilson, state representative for Texas House District 20 and also retired from the Army. And we're talking about the Field of Honor 2019. The website's georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. Okay. Now, get back to what's going on this week.
Okay,
so we're on Monday.
So we're on Monday. From Tuesday through Friday, we will have school field trips.
Cool.
For the kids from Georgetown Independent School District. Although I want to point out, this is a Central Texas event.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just a Georgetown event.
Right.
So we invite people from all over. We have 20 affiliates from various organizations throughout Central Texas. So, anyway, coming back to that, we have the school field trips. We'll have probably 1,200 kids
coming
through this year. Friday, we have a multi-rotary club luncheon.
Cool.
So that meeting will take place. And then Saturday evening is our annual Patriots Ball.
That's fantastic.
And that will be another grand event at the Sheraton in Georgetown, starting at 5:30. Tickets are available on the website.
Right.
And so anybody can, we have some tickets left,
okay.
So people should hurry.
You can still go. Have a good time.
And then finally on Sunday, all throughout the day, people can come and pick up the flags that they purchased
mm-hmm.
and take them home with them, preserve them, take care of them for next year's Field of Honor. That people can alternately, when they order their flags, they can choose to have them shipped to their heroes, the families.
Oh, that's so great.
I had an uncle from World War II that I got a flag for, and I had it shipped to his daughter. He's been long gone.
Aww.
And my own daughter, who is a chief petty officer in the United States Navy, 17 years now.
Yes.
Expecting my first grandchild, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, congratulations. That's exciting.
I send her, she's in Minneapolis, I send her her flag. So, the shipping option is available.
Oh, that's fantastic. So, let me stop you there and say, so if somebody wants to get a flag, it's not like the flags are all taken.
No.
Okay.
No, we post all the flags that we order.
Okay.
We post 1,500 flags. And then people bring their flags from before to repost. But the flags that are posted, so far we have 600 sold,
okay.
over 600. But that doesn't mean that all of them are taken. So people can continue to buy flags throughout the week.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So whenever they come there from 9 in the morning to 7 at night, they can come and purchase flags, and our little American Heritage girls will be our docents taking them out to put
excellent.
Their dedication tag on the flags.
That's excellent.
And we have lots of things going on that week that people can come 24/7 as well.
Oh,
the flags
wow.
are lit all night.
That's fantastic.
And we have, understandably, we have security that is all volunteer. This is an all-volunteer event.
Wow.
So, you know, and between our affiliates, our 20 so far affiliates who help us sell flags through their organizations, and we revenue share with them for their fundraising.
Mm-hmm.
And our club members and everybody in the community, those flags fly in honor of our wonderful veterans and first
That's
responders.
That's so great. Terry, you're writing things down. What do you want to add?
Well, I tell you, isn't she awesome?
She is fantastic.
Is awesome.
I know.
And I will tell you, that energy, it just vibrates through just from the start of the foot race on the 9th all the way to the Patriots Ball at the end of the week. And she's absolutely correct. This is a Central Texas.
Yes.
But I will tell you, if this is getting out across Texas, if you're listening to this station, I will tell you it is a sight to see and a great place to visit. You know, what's really neat about this, you hear of all the activities and so
mm-hmm.
forth, but it's constantly moving. It's alive.
Oh, wow.
Veterans walking around. Some by themselves,
mm-hmm.
some with family members, some with little ones, some taking the time to talk to a class. So teachers, bring those kids out. Because remember, this is to inspire, educate, and unify.
That's right.
And that's exactly what this event does. And I will tell you to my fellow veterans out there, I know that there's quite a few of us that was a chapter in our lives. And we tried to remove ourselves in many directions of those reminders, both good and bad. But I will tell you that it's also healing.
Yeah.
It's an opportunity, especially our Vietnam veterans, to go out there and see and to reflect, but also be respected and appreciated for the welcome home they justly deserve. And, you know, what I really love about it is being a recent retiree,
mm-hmm.
And with many rotations on the war on terror, I find it an opportunity to educate other veterans, simply because when you look at the non-contiguous battlefields for which we fight across the world,
it's crazy.
In this war on terror,
yeah,
it's a crazy. It's and to share with Vietnam veterans that, hey, we took your doctrine,
mm-hmm.
we understood and studied and learned, and you have saved lives. Just seeing the face of
wow.
our Vietnam veterans and to
yeah.
be able to have an opportunity to share that, because most of our Vietnam veterans, you know, you don't know. It could be the person standing in the grocery line with you, or the gentleman at
sure.
the next gas pump and so forth. So it is just a wonderful opportunity to go out there, show respect, and at the same time, be inspired yourself.
My former father-in-law was in Vietnam, and it's just in the last – and he had multiple tours. He was in logistics. He'd run mm-hmm. logistics to the front line. And it's just in the last couple of years that he started to talk about it. And it's taken that long and that many years. And now he's starting to tell his grandkids, mm-hmm. which is incredible. And to be able to have him feel valued and cherished and honored is just a fantastic opportunity. And so that's, I guess, the message we want to get out, is for people to come out, no matter who they are, no matter where they served, and let us say thank you.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Well, you tell him that we said thank you from recent retirees and active members, because we truly understand where today's doctrine came from, and it was them who helped us.
That's
so,
incredible. So if you want to get involved, you want to order a flag, you want to go to the ball, you want to just go out, maybe bring your class, the place to start is the website. It's GeorgetownTXFieldofHonor.org. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Thank your sponsors. We are happy to give sponsors a plug here.
Absolutely.
This is radio. We're all about sponsors.
That's right. So, Heather, I really want to give a shout-out especially to our two top sponsors, mm-hmm. Don Hewlett Chevrolet and Sport Clips.
Excellent.
They have been extremely generous, and we have our whole list of sponsors on the website. And there's just a couple more things, if I have a chance.
Sure, absolutely.
To tell you about.
You bet.
And that's, I told you about the canine section, but yes. I also want to tell you that another new thing we're doing this year is called Adopt a Hero. Some people have already bought flags.
Uh-huh.
So we said, well, let's give them an opportunity to honor and adopt another hero.
Okay.
Maybe they don't, they'll never know them.
Sure.
But they can purchase a flag in honor of somebody at Fort Hood, Camp Mabry, police, fire, sheriff, EMS, or canine units.
That's fantastic.
And we will gather those flags afterwards and give them to the leadership of those areas. And they will do, they've all promised to do a ceremony for the people they select to receive those flags, who may not have gotten a flag through their families or friends or whatever, but they get honored.
That's excellent.
And that's what we want to do.
And if you're tuning in right now, we're talking to Jeannie and Terry. We're talking about Field of Honor. One of the things that I do want to kind of come back to is the first responders part of this, because, you know, since September 11th, that completely changed how I felt about first responders. I guess before that, I didn't really think about them, you know, because thankfully, knock wood, I hadn't really had to experience anything with police except when I would speed, you know. Which happened a lot, but that's another story. And so talk a little bit about honoring first responders as well and why, especially these days. It seems like we need something very, very positive here. It would be great.
Well, first, you know, many of our first responders are veterans.
That's true.
And so they're giving double duty in their life.
That's awesome.
In terms of their service. They were a little bit, our police chief, Chief Nero and Chief Sullivan from the fire department, they were a little reluctant to be honored, if you will, because they just felt they didn't want to take anything away from veterans. But you know what?
God love them.
They are heroes to us.
Absolutely.
We sometimes take them for granted, but they suffer from a lot of the same things. There's, you know, the suicide and PTSD among those groups, and their families all suffer, which brings us back to why we're raising the money.
Right.
From all the flag sales, 100% of that goes to organizations that support them and try to help prevent these things.
Will you talk about the organizations?
The organizations this year are the Austin Dog Alliance, Heroes Night Out, Mustang Heritage Foundation, the 100 Club of
Love
Texas.
The 100 Club.
Yes.
They're
and
awesome.
They focus a lot on our first responders.
Right.
And the Veteran Suicide Prevention Channel. Again, all those because they do focus on the areas that we're looking at. Heather, do you know that the latest statistics I read were that across the country, at least 22 people, veterans and first responders, commit suicide every day?
Oh, my God.
Every single day. In Williamson County alone, we have over 89,000 veterans.
Okay, that's a huge number.
I don't
number.
Have a number of our first responders,
wow.
But, you know, if you apply the statistics
that's
to
incredible.
Them.
That's incredible.
We want to help reduce that number.
Absolutely.
And hopefully, first of all, by letting them know how much we care for them, how much we appreciate their service, and thank you for your service,
yes,
Terry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And just to let them know and hopefully get other people more aware of this. That, again, I want to take the focus off of all the negativity and put it on what people are really doing that bless our lives and save us every single day.
Every single
protect
day.
Protect our country.
People and who run toward the danger.
Granted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And, you know, with our first responders, it does not surprise me with the two chiefs of the fire and police, because they're very humble. They're very
they're
silent warriors, and at the end of the day, when you look at, they are on the front lines every day.
Oh,
and they don't get what I had the privilege of doing a rotation, come back 6 months, you know,
relax for a little bit, sure.
To retrain, all those sorts of things. But you know, here's something that a lot of folks aren't aware of. You know, when we're in other countries such as Afghanistan, Iraq, and so forth, that we do these operations called village stability operations, and
okay.
Once you secure those facilities, you know, we're trying to help establish security in these villages. So who do we lean to? We bring in fire departments,
uh-huh.
police,
sure,
from stateside who come actually on the front lines with our soldiers.
Dang.
And help provide some confidence to the people into their own security. And it's just absolutely amazing.
Wow.
And these are things that you don't hear about.
No, so you sure don't.
It's very inspiring that that the scope of this is so wide to not only our veterans and our active duty and reserve, but our first responders. You know, Gina, are we going to have an opportunity for the Boy Scout troops to actually properly dispose of old flags or torn flags?
I'm glad you brought that up, Terry, because every day at 5 o'clock, from 5 to 7, we will be doing flag retirement ceremonies.
Oh, wow.
And it'll be the Scouts, it'll be the American Heritage Girls, and perhaps other organizations that help, because last 2 years, we only had one evening where we had flag retirement ceremonies.
Right.
The word got out.
Yeah.
And the places people have been putting their flags in, and we have probably close to 300 flags so far, plus whatever people bring to the field. So from that Saturday that we open on the 9th through the following Saturday, bring your flags down to the Field of Honor, and we will prepare them properly and dispose of them with honor and respect.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That is awesome, isn't it, Heather? Because I will tell you, it's just not veterans, but also patriots.
Mm-hmm.
When you see an old, tattered flag torn,
makes you sad.
It does.
Yeah.
And we want to be uplifting and encouraging.
Yes.
And so to have an opportunity to provide a service back to the community, or Central Texas, if you're coming, bring those flags, and you'll see how respectful we are in retiring those colors properly.
That's excellent.
Thank you for
doing
that.
And, of course, Georgetown Rotary Club is all about, well, the Rotary motto, service above self.
That's excellent.
So that's what we're trying to do here. This isn't just a fundraiser, although that's an important part.
Absolutely.
But it's also a service to the community and to all of our veterans. And
it's
by the way,
win-win-win.
Did you know that Chief Nero, our police chief, is a Marine?
Absolutely.
He
looks like a Marine too,
right?
Doesn't he?
He's so great.
Do you think I'd look the same way if I shaved my head?
Well, you'd have to grow the beard.
That's excellent. Well, you know what? We are running out of time here. So let's give the dates one more time and the website.
Saturday, November 9th through Sunday, November 17th.
Excellent.
And the website is www.georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org.
Thank you so much, Terry. Thank you so much, Jeannie, for talking to us. Once again, the website is georgetowntxfieldofhonor.org. Thank you for listening to iHeartMedia Communities.